This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump surprising reporters yesterday, disclosing at a briefing that he's been taking an anti-malaria drug for about a week and a half to stave off COVID-19. He's long promoted the use of hydroxychloroquine as a drug that he thinks can prevent the virus. Federal health officials, though, have been warning against using that medication to treat COVID-19, saying that it has not been scientifically proven to treat or prevent the infection. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wasn't pleased to hear that the president's been taking it.
He's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, but he's morbidly obese, they say. So I think it's not a good idea.
Tropical storm Arthur is now moving eastward away from North Carolina, heading out to sea. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Republican U.S. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida will now be chairing the Senate Intelligence Committee until further notice. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Rubio will be the acting chairman in the absence of Senator Richard Burr. North Carolina's Burr stepped down as chairman last week amid a federal probe into his stock trades earlier this year, just before the coronavirus pandemic hit. The Federal Trade Commission says complaints have been pouring in about nursing homes improperly forcing patients on Medicaid to turn over their stimulus checks. According to the agency, facilities claim the $1,200 checks are considered Medicaid resources and should be given to the facilities, but the FTC says the payments can be used as tax credits, meaning facilities cannot take residents' money that they received under the Federal CARES Act. You can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
He was a classic TV teen character, but he's passed away at 76.
Gee, Mrs. Cleaver, your hair looks nice.
Thank you, Eddie.
Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Ken Osmond, who played the teenage scoundrel Eddie Haskell on TV's Leave It to Beaver, passed away. Osmond died in L.A. at the age of 76. No cause has been given at this time. Osmond was born in Glendale, California, to a carpenter father and a mother who wanted to get him into acting. He got his first role at the age of 4, working in commercials and as a film extra. Got his first speaking role at 9, appearing in mostly small guest parts on TV series. The role of Eddie in season 1 of Leave It to Beaver was supposed to be a one-off guest appearance, but the show's producers and its audience found him so funny he became a regular, appearing in over 100 of the 234 episodes. Later in life, he would give up acting and become a Los Angeles police officer. Osmond and his wife, Sandra, had 2 sons, Eric and Christian. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And a 20-year-old is facing theft charges after he and his friend allegedly robbed a Virginia convenience store while wearing watermelons on their heads. They allegedly pulled up to the store on the 5th of May wearing the melons with holes cut out for the eyes. Justin Rogers facing charges including larceny and underage possession of alcohol. Police are still trying to find the second man. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, I'm not going to say I told you so, but maybe I will say I told you so, because our next guest, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, has long been telling us, ever since he's been on the show, I mean, this has been going on for years, about the increasing measures and the abandonment, the willful abandonment and disregard for our constitutional rights and what has been going on with the military state. He is the, as I mentioned, the president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on American People. And he is here to remind us that he told us so. John, good to have you back with us as always. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Doing fine. Thanks for having me on the program.
Well, always enjoy having you here. And then I understand now, as if you're not busy enough, you're doing, is it a weekly podcast now?
Yeah, we're doing a weekly podcast. I mean, with all the stuff that's going on now, it's increased our workload, obviously. And with other cases we're picking up, we were defending some churches across the country who were doing drive-in services, and they've been threatened with $1,000 fines and possible jail sentences and stuff like that. It's gotten kind of crazy. But, if, you know, I don't know if you saw the case we have in New York where a pastor was just doing a drive-in service for 18 people and 20-some cars that the police now seemingly have backed off. We threatened to sue them, but it was ridiculous. They were going to, I mean, if you look at the case, you go to our website, rutherford.org, and look up the case. It was absolutely absurd, but now I think they've backed off, thankfully, and he's going ahead and having his drive-through services, so good for that. But I think what those kind of instances show you that if people stand up for their rights, we can win them in many cases, but we're going to have to stand up for our rights and not cower before government officials who say we don't have First Amendment rights.
And, John, is this more predominant in what we would declare as the blue states versus the red states? I mean, it just seems what we're hearing every night and reading about are blue state governors that have just, you know, I don't know, they've got a hold of some draconian grape juice or something. I don't know what's going on.
I think they're politicians. They want to look good to the public generally. And some of the things they're saying, obviously, you know, like I say, when you can go get drive-in food and all the things, go to liquor stores, but you can't drive through a church and sit in a car. This pastor here was doing a low FM transmitter, like a cell phone, and so nobody was touching anybody. They were sitting in their cars, and the police said it was dangerous to do that. I'm going, well, you can drive into McDonald's and get carryout. Why can't you? You know, so
you can walk into Walmart and buy stuff. I mean, you know, or Target and all these other deals. So how do those go? You know,
it makes no sense. No, and again, that's what we're seeing right now, and I'm. You know, telling people get know your rights, get educated too on some of the things that are going on. Cause what's developing now with technology is getting really scary with all these thermal imaging devices, drones from 300 feet now, Chinese drones that the police are using in this country, can actually record your temperature from 300 feet above and report you, and they can track you down.
Wow. Wow, this whole idea of, you remember the TV series Person of Interest? I mean, this is alive and well and happening around your world today, right?
Exactly. It is happening. And the governments, you know, Google has announced that it's working with governments across the world to track your location and report that location to the individual governments. That includes China and all the governments they work with around the world. So we've entered a world surveillance state. We were already there with the NSA and things I've talked about in my books. But with Google now, Google's working, as actually Eric Schmidt, the former chairman of Google, is working with Mayor Cuomo in New York now, setting up a, you know, contact tracing system where they're going to be watching everything you're doing. So look out, folks. Immunity passports are on their way. And,
right. Yeah, this has all opened the door, you know. Exactly. And I want to talk more about this contact tracing because the impingement upon our privacy, I mean, this is huge, and they're throwing it out there. And, of course, it's all – see, this is what happens when you have a blanket of fear. When you have a blanket of fear thrown over the people, it opens the portal for all kinds of things, whether it's contact tracing, forced forced injections, you know, because we have to be immune, and everybody needs to be vaccinated now, right?
Well, that's what they're pushing, yeah. And you know, everyone's a suspect, essentially, unless you're in, you use the word fear. Fear builds its own walls. People get afraid. And what we're seeing now, and I'm saying watch out for the slippery slope. Controlled chaos, you know, is what we're seeing. And the government does use trauma to control society. And when people get afraid, they all get together, you know. And I've quoted the former Nazi generals and security people working under Hitler, and they said the same thing. All you got to do is get people afraid, and you can get them following you. But there are some things that are very contradictory with what we're seeing going on today. And I'm just saying, look at the facts, you know, get educated. And in your local communities, you can make some impacts. But watch out, because under this new CARES Act, $2 trillion that under Congress just passed in March, I mean, they're passing out more guns, helmets and stuff to local police and federal agents. They're getting ready for something in case there's people are going to be resisting. And, there's some local police officers right now that are resisting and saying they're not going to put up with this stuff. They don't like the way that some of the things they're enforcing are violating the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I think that's what we have to save. That is our rights. And
exactly.
We're giving them away pretty easily right now.
Well, and this is the thing that it comes with a warning. When you start seeing people at the Capitol steps of, local Capitol steps in various states, boy, this starts to raise the concern of those, happy gun rustlers and, you know, police officers. As you say, there's some that have enough sense to say, look, this is ridiculous, and sheriffs are standing, you know, and defending the Constitution. But that's not across the board. I mean, because you have some sheriffs and you have some police officers get a bit yippy. And we don't need anybody getting yippy right now just because people are exercising their civil rights.
No, and what I've told police I've worked with in the past, you know, like this pastor that we helped in New York, just go up and say, hey, be safe, you know, walk off, you know, contact if you need any help. Don't go telling people they're going to get fined or thrown in jail
right.
because they're doing a drive-through service. Work with your local community and police officers. And there are police officers who do that kind of thing, but As the government, the federal government puts more pressure on what we're seeing happening across the country, and a lot of federal agents now, like I say, they're funding federal agents with all this new equipment, and they're going to be spreading out across the country. And with the idea of possible forced vaccinations, there's going to be a resistance movement to that. That's already starting. There are going to be people who are going to refuse to be vaccinated. And the question, what happens at that point? Are they going to go to jail? Are they going to be forced to be vaccinated, held down? What are they going to do to them? And, I mean, that's moving very, very quickly in my opinion, what I'm seeing.
Well, they're going to keep them from buying food, having access to gasoline. I mean, there's all kinds of things that they can do.
That with a contact tracing. Yeah, you can be denied. So we're moving to the China system, in my opinion, the social credit system.
Yeah, it's pretty scary here. You know, case in point to what you were just saying, John, I don't know if you saw that video of the fitness club where the owners opened up their fitness facility. And the local police went and told everybody, look, you are breaking a... a governor order here, and hey, just be safe, have a good day, that kind of deal. You know, kind of like what you just said. And the people's response was very positive. Hey, thank you, God bless, all that good stuff. And then, of course, I guess they got a call from the governor's offices. You better go back there and level the order and let them know that who's boss around this place. So maybe a training session, a training moment there. We've got more from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith,
service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, yes, all those important values that your grandparents and your parents told you about. And, you know, they used to be so commonsensical, John. And now, I mean, we talk about, you know, values and service. Some people look at us in such a way like, you know, what are you talking about? And I will share with you, I've come across a book, and in fact, you know, interviewed the congressman as well. And it is one of those really ground floor type of books that I think every kid should have in their hand today. It should be must reading. It's from Dan Crenshaw, called Fortitude. And he's the former SEAL who lost his eye in combat, as you may know his story. And he just the practical things that he shares in his book, it's not a Navy SEAL book, although there's some SEAL stories in there, obviously. But it's just practical stuff, you know, kind of like what the dear Admiral shared with us years ago about, you know, the first thing you can do to start off your day is make your bed. You know, Crenshaw says, hey, you know, that shopping cart that you put out and, you know, to take your groceries out and put in your car, don't just leave it out there in the middle of the parking lot. Go put it away. I mean, you know, just simple common sense, respect for your neighbor and, your fellow citizen, you know, things that, somehow we've lost grip of.
It's called empathy, yeah. And we've lost empathy in our society. That's caring for others, yeah, our neighbors and stuff like that. And that's another thing I'm seeing here is people being psychologically re-engineered to kind of
get
everybody with suspicion now.
Yeah.
And that, even in, you know, places where I used to see people more friendly, now they're looking at you with a kind of a, what's his, he, does he have it or something.
Right.
And so the question is, when we come out of this, are we going to be like that? I'm afraid we are. Mm-hmm. And, I think, you know, the churches, the organization around the country need to start emphasizing caring for one another and not looking at everybody with suspicion, not calling the police if someone coughs.
Yeah, exactly.
SWAT team raid.
Or you're not wearing a mask, John. You're not, you know,
you're
and
not
all of a sudden you got the mask Nazis coming out.
So it's everything that you see of the future movies, sci-fi movies, Orwell, all those people, it's come true. Philip K. Dick, you know. And it's a society of total, absolute surveillance now. Facial recognition cameras now will be measuring your temperature. The drones over your head will be telling you social distance, move away. You're going to see that. And that they already have the technology. They're already flying over us, by the way. So when you walk along the streets, everything you know. So you make a mistake. You say the wrong word now. You can have a policeman at your door in 30 minutes. That's the future of our society. We can change that, I tell people, by getting really strongly active involved in your government. Stop sitting and watching 150 hours of television a month.
Exactly.
Back off of that. Get active in your government. Start reading. Learn your rights. The average American has no idea what's in the Constitution, what's in the Bill of Rights. It's only 462 words. The kids today do not have any, they're not teaching the Constitution in schools. Why not? Because they don't want them to know it, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah, that's power.
You know what a rebel is? That someone says, I have a First Amendment right to do this. That's a rebel now.
Mm-hmm.
Like the pastors we're helping around the, you know, around the country. They're rebels because we're going to have drive-in services. Okay. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to defend the rebel because the rebels are the ones that keep freedom alive, not the ones that sit on their butt and do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, John, you bring up a good point, and that is that we're so bombarded. You know, I'm here in Florida, as you are, and, you know, I came from California here about 11 years ago, and I keep telling people, I go, in California, you know, you'd have earthquakes, you know, natural disaster, earthquake would come, and it's there and it's gone in a couple of days. The reporting is all right there. Here in Florida, I mean, now we're starting to come into hurricane season. We got an early hurricane that came last week. I think it was Arnold or whatever. Anyway, or Arthur, one of those A words, because we're starting from the alphabet all over again. But what happens here is that it's like the Super Bowl event. It's 10 days nonstop of all this bad news about hurricanes and everything, and in each 15-minute cycle, I've noticed that the hyperbole gets, you know, juiced up even more because these talking heads and these reporters, boy, they just have to make it worse and worse, and they're just like, you know, they're all striving for headlines and clicks and attention, and so the more they, you know, hyperbolize, if I can say such a word, and use all this rhetoric and this extreme language. Gosh, I'm telling you, with the average age of Floridians here, it's a wonder half the state doesn't go into cardiac arrest.
Yeah, and they want you watching. That's why they do all that. They want you watching. They want you to watch in the commercials. They want to sell you their products and stuff like that. So that's what it's all about. It's about money in the end. There are good journalists out there, but they're few and far between. So
they don't have much of a place.
They'll get you, telling the truth on television, they most likely get you fired or get you in trouble unless you've got a really big audience. So. But, yeah, we need more journalists. We need more people speaking out saying, here's what I think. And if, the government doesn't like it or somebody doesn't like it, I'm still going to do it because it's the truth, you know. And Christians should be on the front line doing that because we had a fellow named Jesus Christ who just said, he looked people in the eye and said, here's what I think. Got him in a lot of trouble. But,
well, that's what happens when you care for people. See, when you care for people, you can get in trouble. Yeah, exactly.
Empathy. Caring for other people. And we should be caring for other people. You know, be safe, you know, don't go out if you possibly have a disease or something, but don't be an idiot and give away your rights, because once you give those away, and we have in the past, and so I think when we're coming out of this particular crisis now, there are people I'm talking to now look at you when I say the First Amendment right or whatever, they look at me and go, you're a little crazy.
Right, exactly. And that's the sad part, John, because such a small percentage of people really, I mean, you're talking maybe 15%, maybe 10, 20% max of the people that really care about the Constitution that are taking a stand. But if that 10 to 20% doesn't take a stand, well, heaven help us, because everybody's going over the cliff here.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, I had a fellow contact me the other day. He'd read one of my commentaries and says, you're an anarchist and you got to follow, you know, Romans 1 and all that. And I said, well, if you read Romans 1 carefully, it says very clearly government is supposed to be a minister of God. And what's a minister of God do? A minister of God cares for people, makes sure, you know, and all this. And the minister of God will protect our rights. And, you know, that's the easy answer to all those things like that. So I'm telling people, don't take this stuff down your throat. Read, but listen, be cautious. James Madison, who wrote our Constitution, said it very clearly. We often mistrust all those in government. And because people in government abuse their power, they get in with corporations. Listen, I've sued in and out of Washington, D.C. for over 40 years. It's run by money. There is a thing called the deep state there that runs more than on money. It runs on power and undermines everything that our Constitution gives us and our freedoms. And so stay alert, people. Stay educated. And when it comes time, stand up for your rights. And a group like ours will come to your – will help do all we can to help you fight it.
John, here you are, a constitutional attorney, all your experience that you've had and everything. Can you tell me, where's our toilet paper? what happened to our toilet paper?
Our toilet paper, I think, is in most people's homes and are using it on a part of their body. And I think that's a real good thing. And I would suggest that people no longer fight over toilet paper. Maybe fight over Coke or, you know, a couple Cokes or whatever snacks you like. But I think there's plenty of toilet paper right now.
Well, I was speaking with somebody who drives for Costco, and he says, oh, there's plenty of toilet paper. It's back in the warehouse. They just don't want to put it out, you know, because they'll have a bum's rush, I guess, going into all the Costcos for toilet paper. I said, this is ridiculous. I mean, of all things that would be, you know, that we're supposedly short of, the people. I mean, I've seen people coming out of stores, and they're all depressed and everything. It's because they couldn't find any toilet paper. I'm going, wait a minute. This is America. Are you kidding me? This is what it's come down to, John.
It's what it's come down to, and that's how we think. But that's what's taught over the tube, the television. In my days, my father called television the idiot tube.
Yes, idiot box.
Idiot box, yeah. Mm. And again, don't believe everything, because, again, if you, Carl Bernstein, Woodward Bernstein, he said a lot of the television stuff in their newspapers are vetted by the CIA and NSA. This is the guy that wrote the, you know, fought Nixon with, you know, the big scandal. And incredible journalist. And he came forward and said that. So watch out, folks. Be very cautious.
And especially right now with this fear factor and all the things, you got to look and you got to calm down a little bit. But if you get all, you know, emotionalized and everything, then you're going to miss the point. But you got to remember what your North Star is. And that North Star, exactly, is the peace of God. And immediately it's for our Constitution. That's what you can focus on. John Whitehead is with us. John, where can they go for more information? 10 seconds left.
You can go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, read our commentaries, our website, get educated.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Thanks to a new partnership and a two-year process in Pakistan, the Tide Ministry is now sharing the hope of Jesus in the Pashto and Saraiki languages. In 2018, the Tide Ministry identified 4 unreached people groups in Pakistan that do not have gospel radio programming available in their own language. In 2020, God opened a door to take a major step forward by enabling our partner ministry to recruit ministry teams to record and broadcast radio programs in 2 of those languages. This is exciting progress and provides a vital outreach in this country where Christians and ministry workers often face threats from fundamentalists who have a very unwelcome attitude towards Christianity in Pakistan.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is sharing the hope of Jesus with listeners in Pakistan, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump surprising reporters yesterday disclosing at a briefing that he's been taking an anti-malaria drug for about a week and a half to stave off COVID-19. He's long promoted the use of hydroxychloroquine as a drug that he thinks can prevent the virus. Federal health officials, though, have been warning against using that medication to treat COVID-19, saying that it has not been scientifically proven to treat or prevent the infection. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wasn't pleased to hear that the president's been taking it.
He's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say. So I think it's not a good idea.
Tropical storm Arthur is now moving eastward away from North Carolina, heading out to sea. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and it's great to always have America's Money Answers Man. We're talking nationally recognized expert on personal finance, the one and only Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to have you here. And, of course, a lot to talk about regarding our economy and its current state. So looking in your crystal ball, what are you seeing?
Well, certainly some states are starting to reopen, but very cautiously. And a lot of customers are still worried about going back. I mean, restaurants, they may even open a little bit, but I think people are worried about getting the virus, so they're being very cautious. It's going to be a very slow comeback to this.
Isn't that reasonable, though, Jordan? I think that some of the politicians are missing the fact that, you know, people are reasonably cautious about this. I mean, you know, the mainstream media, everybody, Dr. Fauci, World Health Organization, the communists, everybody is scared the holy what have you out of the citizens of this country, and they're not willing to go ahead and, you know, be the canary in the coal mine here.
Exactly. People are rightfully cautious because it's not a virus you can see. I mean, many, many people have it, don't even know they have it, and and have no symptoms whatsoever, and you can still get it from them. So it scares people a lot, rightfully so.
Exactly.
So people are very cautious. But, I mean, some industries are just going to get devastated by this. Restaurants, I've heard that 50% or more of the restaurants may never reopen again. They just can't make it today. They run on thin margins anyway.
Exactly. I think that's a reasonable number. And how many other businesses outside of the restaurant industry are going to be impacted?
Cruises, the energy business, oil and exploration and gas, cruise lines, casinos, hotels. I could go on and on. I mean, there's lots of places that are getting hurt by this long term.
Are we talking consolidation in the future here, Jordan?
Absolutely. I think we might end up with two or three airlines, one or two cruise lines, three oil companies. I mean, yes, and this is bad for consumers because there's less competition and a concentration of power like we've never seen before.
Wow. Yeah, this is our economy is getting totally redefined. What do you see, I'm curious, from your perspective, in terms of new opportunities? I mean, we are already seeing, you know, quite a revolution taking place with people being able to work out of their own homes. A lot of corporations were hesitant to do this previously. Now they're forced to it, and they're realizing, hey, this may not be a bad idea after all.
Exactly. So I think this is a big threat to commercial real estate because people say, why do we need to be paying all this money for office space if we don't really need it that much? So I think that hurt them. But all the winners are the companies that are doing better with online and stay-at-home situations. Companies like Netflix, Roku, which makes the equipment for people to do streaming. Disney Plus has gone really, really well. Clorox, Microsoft, Google, Facebook. I mean, all these companies are doing well, and those are the stocks that are doing well also because that's where the business is slowing, and all the online places are going to keep doing better. And I guess you call them the offline or the real world is doing worse.
Exactly.
J. Crew went bankrupt. Right. I think JCPenney is probably next. The malls are going to get hurt by this very badly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's just a lot of things that are happening at the same time that are really going to hurt a lot of businesses are going to have a hard time coming back.
Of course, and add to the mall's stress is that some of them have, you know, AMC theaters, Regal theaters, and, of course, with the fighting going on because these movie houses have been forced to, you know, stream their products now, and they're getting great return with, you know, not having to split the pie as deeply as they were with the Regals and the AMCs. And, of course, in some cases, you know, these major theaters have pushed back and said, hey, we're not going to carry your product anymore. And they're saying, well, that's okay. It's not going to hurt our feelings because, you know, the numbers are doing pretty good with us going direct, right?
That's right. So in many cases, people are only going to watch movies, you know, online. And I think theaters could be another area that could be definitely threatened by this whole thing.
Well, say goodbye to movie house popcorn, buddy.
I think so. It's, you know, this is a generational change. Just as we had after 9/11, I mean, the Depression made a lot of people psychologically scarred forever, for 70 years.
Yes.
It's called Depression-era mentality. People didn't want to, they scrimped and saved and didn't want to spend anything. You know, this could be, I guess we'll call it COVID-era mentality.
No doubt.
Because
it's
changing a lot of things in the way people think.
No, I agree, and I'm glad you pointed that out because we've been saying this for weeks. The psychological impact, forget about everything else, just the psychological impact. We could only hope that we would experience a hockey stick, you know, the return back to business to somewhat normal. But I don't think that, you know, we'll get back up there, but I don't think it's going to be quite the hockey stick trajectory that some are expecting.
And it can't just be done with government money. The government's been pouring trillions. I mean, the new plan now is to have $3 trillion in additional, I don't call it stimulus, I call it rescue money, mostly going to state and local governments, which are in desperate need for it because their revenues have plunged and their expenses have soared. But they're continuing the Paycheck Protection Program, which has helped some small businesses, but not a lot of them. So, you know, we just can't have the government keep bailing us out forever. At some point, we've got to have the private sector take over here.
Yeah, because at some point, we're going to have to pay the bill. I mean, we're still trying to choke down all the printed money that the Fed's printed up under the Obama regime, right?
Well, and we've printed a lot more. The Federal Reserve has doubled its balance sheet in the last 2 months from $4 trillion to roughly $8 trillion.
Wow.
And it's going to keep doing that. to keep the monetary system working. And so while the Federal Reserve has been printing money like crazy, the federal government's been borrowing money like crazy. They said they're going to borrow an additional $3 trillion this quarter. On top, the deficit is going to be $3-4 trillion this year alone.
Yes, exactly.
Staggering kinds of numbers.
Oh, we're going to blow past $30 trillion in a heartbeat here in terms of national debt, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
At least the government can print them. That's why people still buy treasury bonds, even though there's so many of them out there, because they're the only ones who can print them. The states cannot. There's not like Illinois dollars and Nevada dollars.
Exactly. Understandably. So, yeah.
Well, they want to get the money from the feds.
That's yeah. Right. What about the stock market?
Well, the stocks we talked about, this what I call the stay-at-home stocks, have really done quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Like Microsoft, Netflix, Google, Amazon, and so on. You know, they're doing well. All the ones we talked about that are not doing well, the airlines, the oil companies, the retailers, they're getting decimated. So the stock market's very smart looking forward to what it's all going to mean.
You know, Jordan, what I like about our meetings and our time together is you always are able to pull out opportunities out of your hat. I don't know. You're like a magician. You're an opportunity magician. You just kind of
well,
pull them out.
There's always opportunity somewhere.
Exactly.
It's not totally bleak.
Yeah.
And the stock market's pretty smart about this. I mean, Netflix went up. Tesla is up 90% so far this year.
Mm.
So there's always going to be winners in this thing. The original car companies are all down into the pennies, and they're not producing cars. They're making ventilators.
Exactly.
Tesla has more demand than it can handle for electric cars.
Well, and of course, California is asking them to leave. Gosh, I can't believe this.
Well,
and you know,
they're
and
saying stay, and the local guys are saying you can't reopen.
Right.
It's terrible. They have to get this.
No, it's a total mess. But I'll tell you, Nevada will be happy to be talking to them, or Arizona. In fact, I saw the welcome mat being pulled out in both directions for Tesla right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's a changed world. People have to adapt to it.
Exactly. All right, we got about a minute left. What else should we look forward to in this coming week?
How we can earn a little bit more in your money. Instead of keeping in the bank earning nothing, you can do what's called peer-to-peer lending. And my favorite place is called Prosper. I've got a link to them at moneyanswers.com. You're lending money to other people, and you just decide how much risk you want to take. The low-risk loans would be 6-7% yield. The high-risk loans might be 15% or so. And you can get a nice yield that way, and most people are paying these things just fine. So that there's a borrower side where you can borrow at a much cheaper rate than, say, credit cards. And you should be on the saver side where you can get a decent return on your money. Because having your money set in the bank, you're going to continue to get zero for as far as the eye can see.
Okay, so we got to leave it there and wrap things up. Jordan Goodman, we always appreciate you coming on the show. Where do they go for more information?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from your folks all the time, Bill, and lots of resources to help them there.
Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, right here. Nationally recognized expert on personal finance and all that good stuff that you need to know about to stay financially strong in the coming years. Thank you, Jordan. Take care, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
This is sponsored by Novartis. Melanoma is a serious form of skin cancer. It is often treatable when caught early, but if melanoma advances and spreads to other parts of the body, it can be difficult to treat. It's important to know what type of melanoma you or a loved one may have so you can understand available treatment options. Danya, who was a caregiver to her daughter Sawyer, experienced melanoma mutation testing firsthand.
Mutation testing is of great importance. It can give you a roadmap of treatments that may work for a certain mutation. Therefore, we knew which treatment plans to pursue for Sawyer's melanoma.
Danya knows the honor that comes with caring for a loved one with skin cancer.
Being Sawyer's caregiver was one of my biggest accomplishments and an honor. Sawyer and I kept faith alive in each other, and we were lucky to have 24 years together. She faced her battle with dignity and humility. Her legacy is, have faith and never give up.
To stay informed and learn more, visit knownowbraf.com.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! credible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No clash between faith and politics. It may be your interpretation. Bill Martinez.
On this National Day of Prayer, Americans engaged in a fierce battle against a very terrible disease. Throughout our history, in times of challenge, our people have always called upon the gift of faith, the blessing of belief, the power of prayer, and the eternal glory of God. I ask all Americans to join their voices and their hearts in spiritual union as we ask our Lord in heaven for strength and solace, for courage and comfort, for hope and healing, for recovery, and for renewal.
You know, I know it's bothering some people that what started out as a National Day of Prayer has become National Days of Prayer. But, you know, people are doing what is naturally within them, and that is looking above, looking up, and looking to God for the answers, not to government, because we get worn out with all the stuff that's happening, you know, on television, whether it's the vice president and things he says or tries to say, and, of course, President Trump just exploded the heads of all the media types and everybody over this hydroxychloroquine as he's been taking it as a prophylactic, which, you know, why not? I mean, his doctor said it's okay. And, you know, but everybody, I say everybody, there's this kind of continuum of an increasing number of people that want to poo-poo hydroxychloroquine. Well, you know, if you're on your deathbed, and this is what the president has allowed to happen along in concert with the FDA and everybody and all our agencies associated with trying to find a cure for, you know, the coronavirus, is that it's okay. And doctors have done this from time in memoriam, is that, hey, it may not be specifically prescribed for something, but if it works, hey, it works. And, you know, these anecdotes, you know, go through the profession and they're shared amongst other doctors. And, you know, like here in Florida, where I'm at, in South Florida, there was a guy who was on his deathbed. He already said goodbye to his family. He didn't expect to be living much longer. and he was administered the hydroxychloroquine, and shazam, I mean, you know, he's alive and well to talk about it. Dr. Mark Siegel, you know, from Fox, you know, the contributor there, the reigning medical contributor to Fox, he relates a story about his dad. His dad was on his deathbed and says that hydroxychloroquine saved his life. So, you know, what is that worth? But now you got, you know, this debate going on, and you got to think about why the debate is happening. Sam, I want to bring you on here right now. Samantha Mao, I mean, she's the wife of a doctor, and, you know, he's been there in the midst of all this stuff that's been going on, and, you know, and God bless him for that and your family, Sam, for him being on the front lines in fighting this invisible disease, as they've said, but we see the ramifications of it. But, you know, as America and all its brain trusts are coming together to try to find the answer, we've got to keep an eye on the ball here and watch what's going on in terms of the debate, whether it's hydroxychloroquine or anything else, because you got to imagine, Sam, if you and one were supposed to, if you guys came up with the formula for the vaccine for the coronavirus, you guys would be gazillionaires overnight, you know?
I think it would just be, it would be a major relief for us or anybody else to come up with it. It would be pretty crazy for him to be the one. I wouldn't doubt him to be able to do it, to be honest with you. He has a brilliant mind about that kind of stuff, and he has the heart to.
Well, keep an eye on him. If he's in the back bedroom too long, you know, with those beakers and all those other scientific models, and you see smoke coming out from underneath the drawer, he might be doing that. But no, all kidding set aside, there's a lot of money to be made. And because there's a lot of money, anybody that comes up with an idea, if it's not their idea, they're going to poo-poo it, right?
I always wonder also, you know, how is it going to work if the person makes it and then they try to charge a lot of money or something terrible like that? You know, I think from what they say, hydroxychloroquine is not very expensive, so it's like...
It's like $20.
I don't know. It's 20 bucks.
I mean, if you got the vaccine, man, I can be charging the government $100 a pop, you know. Of course, it'll all be paid by taxpayers. And,
you know, I know they're working very hard to figure out, like the doctors of the hospital, they're trying all different kinds of treatments, and, you know, anything that helps a little bit, that's a blessing. Anything that, you know, even if it doesn't help every single person, if it helps one person.
Exactly. Well, Neil Cavuto was going absolutely spasmodic. I mean, he was going out of his skull yesterday talking about, don't take it. You'll kill yourself. It kills people. And then he brings on these doctors, and the doctors kind of had to unwind him a little bit and say, well, you know, calm down here. I mean, you know, everybody needs to understand we're not doctors. You know, we may have played one on TV or something, or maybe at school or something, but, you know, we're not doctors, and we don't go around prescribing stuff, so you need to be careful about this. But, my goodness, you know, everybody has the right to try. Thank God for our U.S. Constitution now. And, hey, if that's what works, and, you know, God bless you. Happy trails.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to the day when this is something that is a memory, I hope.
Well, but there'll always be something else. But we can be assured, you know, as what was shared with, you know, President Lincoln, you know, many, many years ago, you know, and we read in the Bible, this too shall pass. So, you know, we'll get through this. All right, let's talk about this 10-year-old that creates a plastic curtain to be able to hug his grandparent. I mean, you know, this is, you know, you talk about necessity being the mother of invention, right?
That's right. So, you know, you see stuff like this and you're like, I love this. People are just, it's actually a little girl. She's 10 year old. Her name is Paige. And she came up with it after seeing a video of, people taking a blanket and hugging each other. And I have to admit, I actually tried to do this to my husband because we had to have the time apart. And anyway, so
she says, hey, I love the hug, but the fact that you've got it over my head for an extended period of time is concerning me.
Yeah, and you know, you still have to be careful with this kind of stuff, but she actually came up with a pretty cool idea. She was using a shower curtain, and she took some Ziploc bags and a hot glue gun and some disposable plates, and they hung it up in her backyard so she'd be able to take it and, you know, to hug her grandparents or hug whoever else that they haven't been able to hug. And I think that's one of the more difficult things. It's not just that we're in isolation. It's like you're in isolation and you can't just, you know, it's like we can go do all that fun stuff. Okay, that's things, and it's, you know, it's very economically devastating for those businesses that can't run. But then just to have loved ones that you can't go over and hug,
yes,
that you feel like you can't hug that for this extended period of time, that's hard.
Yeah, get ready. We're ripe for a big hug in. I'm telling you, after this is all said and done. Exactly. Because,
that's right.
I mean, you know, there's been studies on this, the importance of human touch. And here we are, we're depriving ourselves of this. And I believe it's, you know, coming up against our nerves a little bit. And when we can't hug one another and have that human touch, we lose a sense of empathy and kindness, don't we?
Oh, we do. And, you know, I feel like hugging is important in a way that just, I think it can go underestimated. I know whenever I couldn't hug you, Sean, for a couple of weeks, It was really weird. Like, as soon as that time was up and it had passed, it was like the first thing I wanted to do, I was like, oh, my God, I forgot how much I miss hugging you. You know, it's a very essential part of human relationship. And
Well, Chad, the other thing that's happening in terms of things, you know, invention and ideas and all this kind of deal. We've had simulated graduations. LeBron and I think former President Obama were involved in some sort of, national graduation day or remembrance. And, you know, some other people are coming up with really innovative ways. I mean, like a dad, he builds a driveway. I mean, builds a real stage in his driveway so his daughter could have a proper graduation. How cool is that?
Now, this dad went all out. This is in Memphis, Tennessee, and Gabriel Pierce. She was super disappointed when she realized she wasn't going to be able to graduate from Xavier University in Louisiana, you know, doing the traditional thing.
Right.
And college is especially a big deal. You know, when you work so hard, you put this money, you put this time, you worked really hard all the way through school, and graduating can be really important for a lot of people. So whenever her dad, Torrance Burson, found out that she wasn't going to be able to, walk across the stage, he decided to build her one. And, he went all out. He did the procession, the invocation, the national anthem, the welcome speech, a few songs. I mean, he even had a little program made for her where Whitney Houston was singing the national anthem, which I thought.
Oh, wow. He did go all out. That's awesome. And stories like that. And, you know, for the graduating class of 2020, may you find ways, you know, to honor yourself and honor your family, because this is, you know, as this father represented, I mean, this is a family project. This is a family celebration, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, just to have her is a family celebration, but kind of ended up being like a national thing to see what this dad was doing. That shows the skill set of dads. You know, you guys are
exactly.
So,
yeah.
You have this ingenuity about you and this love for your kids, and I thought that was the perfect example of it. He's like, no, my baby's going to get to walk across the stage, and she did. And
that's
I think it probably
even if it is in our driveway, huh? That's awesome.
That's right.
That's great.
I wonder how many other dads are going to do the same thing. I think it's such a cool idea.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we've got about a minute left here, Sam, and this story about a garbage company noticing an elderly customer had not put her trash out. They called her and saved her life, huh? What happened?
So this is one of those stories where you find out people, you never know what people are going to. This is in Louisville, Kentucky. And Jake Bland, he noticed one of his neighbors hadn't put her garbage out for a couple weeks. Or, you know, one of the women on his delivery route hadn't put her garbage out for a couple weeks. And he calls her. This is in a nice neighborhood, but she hadn't been able to put her, she wasn't putting garbage out because she wasn't eating. She wasn't able to go out during all this and get food. And she didn't have any family around. And she's just sitting there not asking for help. And, you know, the kind observation of this garbage man allowed her to, like, actually have somebody reach out for help. He said, you know, you never know what's going on. You just check on people. This is a nice neighborhood. You wouldn't think about somebody going hungry here.
See, this is all about compassion and kindness, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what we can't lose in the midst of this coronavirus attack. Samantha Mao, the good news girl. Go to our website for more info.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade.
just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.